to Cosmos, Cosmos the Shot, and here's to Victor Hess and the Cosmic Rays.
Ooh. Ah, God, it's good.
This is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Victor Hess, born June 24th, 1883, in Walston Castle, which is in Austria. The only reason why I included his birthday is because of the castle.
Because I just castle, thought it was cool. Talk about it. He's born in a castle.
He was born in a
Not
castle.
Not a lot of us get to be born in castles, especially if we don't live in Europe.
No, his dad was like a royal forester. That was his job, and so he royal that's why forester. He was in a castle. But anyway,
I think all. Never mind. I'll go on.
From 1901 to 1905, he was an. So we're going to skip a few years here.
Okay.
He was an undergraduate student at the University of Graz, and in 1910 he got his PhD.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He was around when Einstein came up with his little ideas on
relativity. Contemporary. Einstein. Okay, yeah. It's hard to think about.
I know, right?
It's contemporaries.
So after graduation, he worked as an assistant at the Institute of Radium Research, which was part of the Viennese Academy of Sciences.
Radium research.
Yeah,
oh.
So
sounds a little
radiology. Bit, I mean, radiation.
Like cancer, so. Cancer-ish.
I know, right? Yeah. he didn't die of cancer.
Oh, that's
but
good.
His wife did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
From...
Well, no.
Just in general. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So between 1911 and 1913, he conducted the experiments that would define his career. Yes. And so for many years, scientists had been puzzled by the levels of ionizing radiation measured in the atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah. So the assumption at the time was that the radiation would decrease the further away you got from the Earth, because the assumption was that the Earth was the source of it.
Oh, okay. Got you. Yes. All right.
So physicists used, I want to say it was newly invented, but physicists used electroscopes to measure the ionization of the air by radioactivity. Mm-hmm. And those devices indicated that high in the atmosphere, the levels of radiation might actually be higher than on the ground. And so the physicists had a mystery on their hands.
They're like, wait a minute, if the Earth is producing it, how are they higher in the atmosphere?
Exactly. And so, they had a mystery, and Hess set about to solve it.
Okay, all right.
So the first thing he did was he increased the sensitivity of the electroscopes. So he's making the equipment better.
Okay. First step.
And the second thing he did was he got a big balloon. And
I always think of that as the second step to anything I do.
Yeah, I mean, in the scientific method, step number two is
big balloon.
Big balloon.
Always.
And so then he personally took the electroscope aloft in the balloon.
He went up in the balloon?
He went up with
it. That's all right.
We've been in a balloon.
Yeah.
But he went up with it, and he systematically measured the radiation at altitudes up to about 3.3 miles. And now for everybody else in the world, that's 5.3 kilometers.
Okay.
And so the flights were made both during the day, which is, as we went in a balloon, a little easier to do. Because you can see shit.
Yeah, at night.
He also went up at night, which put his life at significant risk.
Well.
Yeah, because you can't really see.
I mean, at least there weren't, like, airplanes flying around.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But he did survive.
Okay.
And the results of Hess' work were published and showed that the levels of radiation decreased up to an altitude of 0.6 miles, which is about a kilometer. Which is what everybody expected. Uh-huh. But above that, it increased considerably in an altitude of 3.1 miles or 5 kilometers for the rest of the world. The radiation was actually twice that of sea level.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he concluded.
Jackie's getting very excited about it.
What?
Jack's getting very excited.
He's very excited about it. So he concluded that the radiation was actually coming from outer space.
Hey,
I know, right? This was later confirmed by Robert Millikan in 1925. Uh-huh. Robert Millikan also did the oil drop experiment, where he figured out the charge of an electron.
Oh.
And in undergraduate physics, you have to do that experiment.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. I don't know what the experiment is, but that's for another episode.
Yeah, actually, I could do a shot on it. Yeah, all right. But Millikan got the Nobel Prize for it as well. And it was Millikan that coined the name cosmic rays. So he came up with that.
It's a very, rays are always, a science fiction, very pulled from science fiction.
Uh-huh. Hess's discovery opened the door to many new discoveries. Mm-hmm. In particular, both the positron, which is a positive version of the electron, and the muon were discovered in cosmic rays by Carl Anderson, and both Hess and Anderson shared the 1936 Nobel Prize in physics.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So, that was just a...
But they didn't know yet where in space the cosmic rays were coming from. Or did they figure out that it was
become the question of where are they coming from? Okay. Is it related to the sun? Uh-huh. Well, no, they come from all over the place. Uh-huh. So, if it is coming from the sun, you expect to see them during the day, but not at night. Mm-hmm. But you see them at night, okay, so they have to be coming...
Yes.
From the galaxy.
Great beyond, that's not the underworld.
So they have to be coming from outside the solar system.
Okay.
So what he got his Nobel Prize in was just those 2 years, 1911 to 1913.
Just 2 years of work got him a Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Basically, but between 1921 and 1923, he came to the U.S. where he worked for a corporation in New Jersey. I guess he didn't like it. It's New Jersey.
Brandon will have a thing or two to say about it.
So he returned back to the University of Graz, where he became, quote, ordinary professor of experimental physics.
Ordinary what a title. Professor of experimental
physics. Dude's going to get a Nobel Prize.
I'm just an ordinary professor of experimental physics.
He's going to get a Nobel Prize, and he's an ordinary professor.
I like the humbleness.
Yes. In 1938, however, he had to leave Austria because of Nazis.
Yeah.
Because his wife is Jewish.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yeah. And he left for the U.S. where he became a professor of physics at Fordham University.
Not ordinary.
No. At this point, he's Nobel laureate. So he can pretty much go anywhere and will not be called ordinary at all.
Yeah.
He died on December 17th, 1964 in Mount Vernon, New York, and he died from Parkinson.
Wow.
Yes. His wife had died in the 1950s from cancer. He remarried. Okay. And so that is the story of Victor Hess and the cosmic rays.
Pew pew.
Follow us on all the things. Cheers, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.